let's listen to a podcast about a show about a Disney Channel movie. We are going to listen to a podcast about a show about a Disney Channel movie. We're going to listen to a podcast about a show about a Disney Channel movie. We're going to listen to a podcast about a show about a Disney Channel movie. Let's listen to a podcast about a show about a Disney Channel movie. Yeah. Welcome to High School Musical, the Musical, the Series, the podcast.
This is exciting. My name is Jack Centel.
My name is Chelsea Jacobson.
And this is the first episode. Chelsea, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
I'm feeling fantastic as well. It is an exciting thing. Now, I think when we both saw the title of this Disney Plus show, which is High School Musical, the Series, we knew that we had to add one more colon onto that and that colon had to be podcast.
Absolutely.
I think so. This is a show that premiered on Disney Plus. It's shot as a mockumentary, right? Or a documentary.
Yes, it's a mockumentary, but it's not really sure what it's mocking.
Nor is it really sure what it's docking. It's
a mess.
It struggles in tone. It struggles in
plot.
Format, in plot.
In character development.
Yet it also succeeds in our hearts.
Here's the breakdown. Today, we're going to talk about the first episode. We're going to recap the pilot of High School Musical, the Musical, the Series. As we review other episodes in the future, we're going to invite our friends onto our podcast, as people do.
They're going to share in the glory of High School Musical, the Musical, the Series.
Series.
And the first thing that you need to know about us is that we're creatives.
We're creative and creatives. You understand the difference.
Indeed. Our listeners are smart. They know.
Yes, they
know. And so here's the thing. There are already a lot of High School Musical properties, and we're not just talking about the three-bedroom modest home that Corbin Bleu bought with his High School Musical money.
No, of course, there are other High School Musical properties. There's the Disney Channel movies, three of them, I believe, the wide-release film, the musical itself, the TV series on Disney+, and this podcast.
Of course. But here's the thing. Chelsea and I think that there is even more room for a High School Musical expanded universe here.
Actually, we've got a phone call set up with Disney right now.
We'd like to share some of our High School Musical ideas with you in a segment that we're calling
High School Musical, the Musical, the Pitches.
I think our assistant is going to connect us, so just one second.
You're on with Disney. All of it. Now, obviously, an amorphous corporate entity is incapable of speech. So, when it likes your pitch, you will hear a fairy godmother's blessing. And when it doesn't like your pitch, you will hear no. Specifically Simba from The Lion King screaming, no, as he watches his father fall to his death. Okay, I'll be taking notes.
So our first idea is High School Musical, the Musical, the A24 movie. Jack?
Okay, so written and directed by Barry Jenkins, Troy, Lucas Hedges, defies his best friend Chad, Lucas Hedges, and his overbearing father, Lucas Hedges, to choose musical theater and new student Gabriella, played by Lucas Hedges. Good. Okay, I'm glad you like that one.
Okay, moving right along. Our next idea is High School Musical, the Musical, the Muppets.
Gabriella, you want me to sing?
What?
Waka waka.
We could rework it if you want.
Oh, I really liked that one.
All right, next up is High School Musical, The Masterclass.
Okay, so this would go something like, a lot of people think you can't play basketball and sing, but I'm here to tell you, you can do both. Hi, I'm Judd Apatow.
Nice, okay.
Next up is High School Musical, The New Yorker Exposé.
What people didn't know is that Troy was lip-syncing the whole time. Glad you liked that one.
Oh, this next idea has a lot of potential. We're really thrilled about it. It's High School Musical, the Musical, the Broadway Musical.
How does a basketball player, son of another basketball player, dropped in the middle of a basketball court, end up singing?
What's your name, man?
Troy. I respectfully disagree.
I disrespectfully disagree.
All right, next up is High School Musical, the Musical, the Pornhub page.
I want to do basketball, but also I want to sing. If only someone could show me how to do both.
Understand completely.
Yeah. And of course, we have High School Musical, the musical, the commencement address.
And now that we've all bopped to the top, I want to ask you graduates, how can you bop even higher? Nice. Okay. This one, High School Musical, the musical, the Seussical.
In this obtuse and loose Dr. Seuss-produced reboot, is sure to have a... Oh, fuck. This obtuse... Fuck, sorry. This obtuse and loose Dr. Seuss-produced reboot with a high ratings boost is sure to seduce... Who? Oh, sorry.
It's... The obtuse and loose Dr. Seuss-produced reboot with a high rating boost, sure to seduce, set entirely in the back of a caboose.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And there's some Seuss.
Okay, fuck you too.
Just so you know, we're probably going to take it to Sony then. Oh, there's also, this one's a little out there, but there's also one called High School Musical, the... The kids will get it.
Hello?
Hello?
Now, the moment we've all been waiting for, Jag.
The episode.
It's time to recap.
Attention, Wildcats. Please listen to the following announcement.
We're gonna recap now.
All right, so. This is the pilot of High School Musical, the musical, the series. It's a documentary about a high school that is performing High School, the musical, like the musical about the movie. However, the twist is that this is the high school in which the Disney Channel movie was based off of. So it's like East High is putting on High School Musical.
And the reason that they're putting on this musical is because a woman, now woman, who was in the original High School Musical DCOM, Disney Channel original movie, is now grown up. She didn't make it in show business, we can presume. And she has returned to the hallowed halls of this school where the original High School Musical was shot to put on the show in its birthing place.
Correct. And immediately, you know, as soon as we sort of enter this world, we meet who we can tell are going to be the stars of this musical. So it opens. They're coming back from summer vacation. Kids are walking in. We see... our guy Ricky. Ricky is the main protagonist of this show. Well, the male protagonist.
I would say it's Nene. Excuse me, Jack. It's a woman.
I relate to Ricky. I'm sorry. Fair enough.
Okay. But the protagonist, I would say, is Nene.
I agree with that, actually.
Yes.
Yes.
So she's a girl.
Mm-hmm. It's not Mimi. It's Nene.
No, not to be like ma. No, like Nene is in. We are the knights who say Nene. Nene.
As I would say if I was giving my email to someone over the phone. And as a Nancy is what, yes, I might say. And so we meet Ricky. Ricky's walking up, and Ricky and Nene used to be in a relationship, but over the summer.
Famously,
iconically, but over the summer have broken up.
Which, by the way, we know they broke up because there's so much to unpack. We have documentary footage of them in bed, yes, breaking up. But this is prior to, okay, also, the documentary is happening because someone has come to the school to document specifically this whole scenario with the musical.
Correct.
And the teacher putting on the musical who was initially in the movie.
Correct.
That's what they're documenting. But somehow, luckily, months prior, before this whole ordeal, the documentary crew was not only in Ricky's house... Or Nene, they're Nene's bed.
Nene's bed.
So it was not only in these children's homes, but was also in their homes while they were in bed together, and also documenting the moment that they broke up.
And they were there. They never like looked at the cameras. They never said anything weird about that. They're just there.
Yes.
And so we watch. We know that they've broken up over the summer, and now here they are together. And Ricky's walking back up to Nene, and he's like, I think she's going to take me back. We had a great summer apart. We had our time off. And Nene has moved on, you guys. And she's talking to her friend Courtney, who is like, dismantle the patriarchy. Forget this guy. You have a new guy.
And honestly, I don't blame her. The new guy's pretty hot.
The new guy's name is EJ. She met him at musical theater camp over the summer.
And they were both the leads in the musical, so they have a showmance going.
Mm-hmm. And then we think perhaps the showmance will continue into East High, into High School Musical.
Dun-dun-dun.
Will it?
But let me be clear, EJ is very hot.
Yeah, when we were watching this on our initial watch, we've watched it multiple times, you guys. Again, we take this very seriously. On our initial watch, when EJ was first introduced, Chelsea was like, pause the program and looked up how old is the actor that plays EJ.
And the answer is not quite old enough. It's legal, but it's not. It wouldn't be cool. You guys know what I mean?
It wouldn't work out.
Just because it's legal doesn't mean you should do it. Mm-hmm. He's 21.
Yeah,
he's a little young. It's not that bad. It's not what I wanted to see. Let's put it that way.
It's a little young, but
it's not the number I wanted to pop up in the Google preview when I Googled what's his name age.
But in the show, he's 16 and he's with Nini. And so Ricky finds us out, is a little bit surprised, and Nini's like, dude, we're done.
She's like, why are you surprised? You were a huge dick to me, which... I'll say it. He kind of was.
And so they're broken up. Ricky's shocked. And we move on to the assembly.
Hold on. I think we need to unpack the breakup, though.
Oh, we definitely need to unpack the breakup.
So they're in their bed. And the documentary crew is hanging out with these teenagers in their fucking bedroom. Just hanging out. Just chilling.
And Nini decides to do a romantic gesture. Now, it's High School Musical and Musical. They're both musicians. So Nini writes a song for Ricky to just show him how much she, well, loves him.
Yes. But, of course, now it's modern. It's 2020, baby. So she posts this on her Instagram. And they're sitting in their bed. And she says, Ricky, I want you to look at this Instagram video that she posted for everybody to see.
Mm-hmm.
And she sings this song. It goes a little ditty. It goes a little something like this. Jason Mraz wrote this song.
Colby Clay is featured.
So much has happened. Think of what we've done in the time that the earth has traveled around the sun.
Okay, so by that we deduce they've been dating a year.
Mm-hmm. Back to fall.
That's how a year works?
Together, yeah. Hand in hand through it all. From
they've
the
only held hands.
We kissed, and my heart skipped a beat. To the night that we danced, I was swept off my feet. Sure as every year has to.
You can tell where this is going. Now, she's not told him how she felt before. He's hearing this for the first time, and this is what he hears.
I think I kind of, you know. I think I kind of, you know.
Does he know?
I'll tell you what, based on the true fear in his face as he watches this video, he kind of, he knows.
I think I kind of, you know.
And so Ricky is like, oh, I'm not ready for this.
Well, Ricky clearly is just too puzzled.
Yeah.
He can't put it together. Yeah. He doesn't know what she means. And out of sheer frustration, leaves.
He just gets his shoes on and leaves.
No, I'm just joking. You guys haven't seen this, so I feel like we should make it clear. He is like, oh, I don't love her. Blah, I need to go.
And then that's it. She does this romantic gesture, and then they break up, and he leaves. And
she goes to summer camp. She goes to theater camp.
So understandably, when he's like, let's get back together, and she's like, no, this one's kind of unforgivable, yeah, man.
Well, he's like, oh, we were just like on a break, you know? Like, I thought we were cool. We were just like chilling over the summer. And she's like, what are you talking about? I told you I loved you, and you walked out, and we haven't seen each other. Men.
And so they're not together. They're not together. But school day must continue. So now is when we go to the assembly. And we get in, and you know, just like any other high school.
You guys know this scene. You know the assembly scene. You know exactly what it is.
Right. They're all sitting there in the bleachers. And I don't know, Chelsea, I think my high school, you know, did this too, where anytime there was a new hire, they just get the whole school together and announce the new hire.
Yeah, they like hold a little press conference for the new hire. And they say, this is our new theater teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And they take questions from students.
And she's like, guys, I'm really excited. I'm going to be putting on this musical. And, you know, they're announcing the thing, and she introduces the director, the stereotypical theater kid, and they are directing this bad boy. And so Nini is like, she's excited. But then we cut to a scene, a little bit of her background. We meet her family.
Yeah, so Nini goes to visit her grandmother in the nursing home, and her grandmother is 40 years old.
Yeah, her grandmother is, she's like in this nursing home, this like independent living facility, but her grandma looks so young and is just like playing Uno with Nini, just being like, well, Nini, like, you know, everything, just
having a full coherent conversation
with Nini. And then even though And then Nini's two moms come in.
Two moms, noted.
Two moms, Disney, well done. And then we quickly go to Ricky's family, and we realize that while Nini has two moms, Ricky does not have one. She is gone. She is left the family, essentially, right?
You know, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. He gave Nini an extra mom, but he took one away from Ricky. There's always yin and yang in these things. Nature balance. Always finds a balance.
Balance to the force, so to speak.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so Ricky's home life is fucked up, and that's why he can't talk. He can't tell Nini. I think I kind of, you know, yin too.
Right.
You know?
But what he does decide to do is audition for the musical.
Ooh.
With her. Now, he plays a little guitar, but he's not a musical theater guy.
No.
No. Whereas EJ, the new boyfriend, very much is.
If you will recall.
Yeah.
If you were paying attention.
Showmans.
He's already started a musical with Nini over the summer. Mm-hmm. He's got those acting chops. Mm-hmm. He has experience. Mm-hmm. He's got a resume.
Mm-hmm.
And headshots. I've seen them.
And so we go to the auditions. And this is where we also meet the girl who I think is probably the Sharpay type.
Yes.
Of the series, but she's not the same way as, like, you know how Sharpay was just like full character. It was full character acting and it was fun. She was just like off the walls. This girl is like much more grounded. She's basically just a perfectionist whose parents push her really hard to be good at musical theater.
And she says so explicitly. We understand that her parents are really tough on her, and that's why she's so tense.
It's like, you know how in like a Marvel movie, they might be like, the villain will come out and just be like, my family is, you know, I'm at risk of losing my house, so I sell these guns so that I can still pay my family. And you're like, well.
Yeah, okay. Right. It's like, you know how like Magneto was a victim of the Holocaust? Exact same thing.
This girl's
just a little catty because her parents are tough on her.
Exactly.
One to one.
Same thing.
Yeah.
So we meet her and Nini's trying to be friends with her, but, you know, we can tell that the girl's not going to like Nini because she knows Nini's competition.
Right.
So they're warming up backstage.
And women, can I just say, Jack?
Go off.
Women, why do we do this? Like, women should be friends with each other. Why do we tear each other down, you know? Men, that's exactly what men want us to do.
Is it? I guess.
Yeah. Haven't you heard this thing where women are like, women need to be nicer to other women.
I know what you're talking about.
Women need to be nicer to other women. It is so disappointing and so upsetting for me to see two strong women tear each other down because they're in competition with each other, because that's exactly what the men want us to do.
But that doesn't make good dramatic teen TV.
No, I guess not.
So we've got a rival. And then the auditions start. She's the first one who sings.
A rival, not the movie starring Amy Adams. A space rival.
This is where it hard pivots into sci-fi with some deep emotional ties as well. But we see this girl audition, and she's okay.
Yeah, she's fine. She's not, but this is where it's not fun. She's not so bad that it's not fun, and she's not good that we're like, oh, she's good. It's very honest in that she's like, fine.
Right. And then EJ auditions, and EJ is like flirting with the teacher, throwing
Hot.
Her winks. He's
Hot.
In like a basketball top,
Hot.
And the teacher's like, I think we found her drawing.
Yes.
And it's kind of something like that. And then Nini auditions.
And there's like magic in the air. This is where
the form breaks down.
Yes, this is where the form breaks down. I think there's no time. Like, this is not a grounded reality because this is a documentary, if you'll remember. And when Nini auditions, there's this dream sequence where she's goes from the audition to being in a full gown. Gown is too generous because she's not in a gown. She's like, you know when
it's like a Kohl's dress.
Yes, exactly. She's like, it's a Kohl's dress, like those choir gowns. I'm using air quotes. You can't see me, but choir gowns that are like just really
and it looks like the one that Gabriella wore in the movie. We watched the movie
it
again
is red.
Before this.
Yeah.
So it is essentially meant to be like, hey guys, this is Gabriella.
Right.
But my question is, so did they reenact this and then the documentary crew came and filmed it? What's going on?
What are we supposed to believe? If we're really going to be on board on this journey...
Right.
Through the documentary. Why the fuck is she in a dream sequence?
And yeah. So, again.
Just a note.
Just a note. Just a note on form. I would have caught
just
that in
a note
dress.
About what the fuck is this going... What is this? Why are we doing this?
And she performs, though, and she kills it. And it's like, that's probably your Gabriella. And then this is when Ricky, who has since decided to audition, bursts into the theater.
Just full Buster Keaton, just falling everywhere, banging his guitar on the back of all the seats in the theater.
Wait, I want to audition.
Wait, is it too late?
And this is where somebody goes, Troy never would have been late. No.
No.
Like I just said, we watched the movie again before this series in preparation. Troy's famously late.
Half of his personality is just being late to stuff.
Half the lines of the teacher is being like, the theater waits for no one.
Troy Bolton, you're late again.
So I think, in fact, he is already method acting Jared Leto style, bursts in late and says he wants to audition for Troy. And they're like, you can do Chad. So he's like, fine, okay. I'll do whatever I can to get back to Needy. And he gets up there. Reads these lines for Chad.
Like he's a prisoner of war. Like the Taliban has a gun to his head and is making him read these lines.
I'd like to do a reenactment of his reading.
Oh, please.
Troy, man, you can't play basketball. This girl is going to destroy our team. You need to be a basketball player. Thank you. Thank you.
That was better. Jack did a better job.
Thank you. I'm a natural. I'm a creative.
Creative. He's both creative and a creative.
Yes. He doesn't do that well. And they're all kind of like, I don't know. And then this is where he rips up the pages. Full Nancy Pelosi.
I was about to say.
Yes. Full Nancy Pelosi.
Right out of her book.
Rips up the script.
Rips a page out of her book.
And takes his guitar. And Chelsea, what does he sing?
I'm going to play it for you. He sings. Note it's lower now. It's much deeper. Because it's not a ukulele. Duh. That's how instruments work.
Yeah. Also because he's, you know, a man.
So
much has happened. Think of what
we've done in the time. Oh, it's cute. The earth
has traveled. There's a spotlight, the sun, right? Or is it? Winter,
spring, there's, summer, fuck. Back to fall. Something really dumb happens that makes the lights go out.
We'll get to it later, guys. We'll get to it later.
I know exactly. I remember now. I remember now. It's not like I can help feeling all that I feel. Oh man, Ricky, you fucked up. You lost her.
Lost her.
You fucked up. Obvious,
but just in case, we'll just let it go to the chorus. What I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is this. I think I kinda, you know. I think I kinda, you know. Like the way that we flow. Like the way that we go.
What the fuck does any of that mean? I think I kind of, you know, the way that we flow, the way that we go, you know?
Poetry, Chelsea. You know,
you know, you very bold to rhyme, oh. You know how we can
talk. So that's what we got. That's his audition. And Nini is touched and everyone's touched. And EJ is flustered, I think.
Yes, yeah, quite.
Is quite flustered. And so...
Hold on. Let's,
Chelsea
before we forget this,
something.
Before we forget this, because it's so fucking stupid... The lights go out during EJ's audition because one of the girls sitting next to the teacher at the desk watching the audition spills her coffee on the light board.
Fritzes the whole thing.
Which fries the whole thing for 3 minutes.
Yeah, and then it comes back on.
Then it comes back on. So it fucks up the light, it fries the board, and the lights dim. Also, the lights do not go out. The lights dim theatrically so he can do his audition. And then it ends, and she's dry. She put it in rice already. It's like dried up, and the lights board's back to normal.
And so we get a dramatic performance from Ricky, and then he leaves the audition, and Nini comes out, and she's like, dude, what the hell?
Yeah, she's like, you cannot fucking be here. Like, you're not my boyfriend. You're not my boyfriend. You're not my boyfriend.
You're too late. And Chelsea and I are kind of sitting on the couch being like, yeah.
She's right.
She's right.
She said she loved you. You didn't say anything. You didn't talk to her for months.
Right.
And now you just want to show up at the musical and take over and be her number one pal again?
Mm-mm.
More than pals, probably?
Mm-mm.
That's not how that works.
That's not how that works. And so that's where attention is going to be leading us into episode 2. And then the episode ends, the cast list comes out. And it's dramatic. Everyone is like around, you know, this is immediate casting.
Right.
You know, and the cast is posted in a way that makes us say, like, I feel like they could just send this out in a Gmail.
Right.
But it's still posted, puts it up on the board, and you guys, guess.
Are you sitting down?
This is, it's it actually.
If you're driving,
like,
pull over.
It was a legitimate, like, a twist. They sit down. Guess who the leads are? Troy
is
Ricky. Right? Okay, but here's where it gets nuts, you guys. Because Gabriella
is
What?
Troy Who understudy, saw that coming? EJ. He'll probably try and murder Ricky. The other girl, whose name I can't remember, we don't know. I think she's the Gabriella understudy, right?
Oh, I don't even know which one you're talking about.
The Sharpay type.
Oh, I think that's correct.
I think she's a Gabriella understudy. And this is where the drama is. A love triangle happening, a rivalry happening, all at East High.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. And then...
So as you guys...
We there's no better way to say it than how they end the physical episode where some kid is outside the school. I couldn't even tell you who. And they just go, whoa, about to go down.
They bleep it, of course, American Idol style, but wow, Disney Channel just said
kind of.
Two kisses.
Two, one dream sequence.
Disney's.
That's the recipe.
Disney's evolving. Disney's evolving.
And that's how you make a Disney Channel.
High School Musical, the musical of the series.
Sugar, spice, nice. And everything just nice.
That. Just thinking that.
That's nice.
As you can see, a recap has a lot of information. And look, Chelsea and I will be the first to admit, singing, playing basketball, and doing a recap podcast is a lot at once, especially when your dad doesn't support you doing more than just basketball.
We have to admit there were a few things in the recap we missed that we think you really should know.
We didn't have our heads in the game.
Yeah, we didn't have our heads in the game.
So let's go over what we missed in a segment called Get Your Head in the Game.
Get your head in the game.
I forgot to mention that Ricky's best friend, his name is Big Red. Like on IMDb, his name is Big Red.
There's a teacher who teaches STEM. All of it. Not like math, not like English. STEM. Science, technology, engineering, and math.
The comments on Nini's Instagram video, too, they're rolling through as the blood is like draining from Ricky's face. They're going, you are too pure for this world. And mic drop and ukulele goals.
Oh my god, another thing I forgot, Jack?
What?
I left my oven on.
Oh,
this could be the start of something.
Jack, everyone likes to talk about the most popular kids in school, but what about the least popular kids?
Yeah, so every episode, Chelsea and I will place bets on who is the least popular kid at East High in a segment that we call Bop to the Bottom.
Yeah, we're gonna bop to the bottom.
Who bopped to the bottom this week for you, Jack?
Okay, go back and watch the audition scene.
Okay.
The teacher's going on the line. She's saying she's giving the kids part, right? This is where she gender swaps Sharpay. She has someone, she makes someone become the teacher. Somebody becomes Chad, Gabriella, Troy. There's two kids in the background. One of the kids has this white shirt on. They're going over lines. They're looking all nervous. No chance this kid got a role. He got shut out of the production in which they are going to make into a feature length documentary. Kid's a loser. He's over at the bottom of the school.
He bopped to the bottom.
He bopped to the bottom.
Are you going to ask me who bought? Do I get to talk now?
No. Chelsea, who do you think has bopped to the bottom?
Oh, I think there's a clear person that bopped to the very bottom this week. Two, to be specific.
Oh.
In the cafeteria scene, there are these two kids that shake hands in the background. Who shakes hands in high school? In the cafeteria?
No.
Bopped to the bottom.
Bopped to the bottom.
Clearly losers.
That's our show! High School Musical, the musical, the series, the podcast. The artwork is designed by our gifted friend, Kaha Modi. High School Musical, the musical, the series, the podcast. The assistant voiceover is by our talented friend, Nathalie Cato. High School Musical, the musical, the series, the podcast. The bop to the bottom transition is by Devontory Bryant.
High School Musical, the musical, the series, the podcast is a High School Musical, the musical, the series, the podcast production in partnership with High School Musical, the musical, the series, the podcast Properties, LLC. In case you couldn't tell, High School Musical, the musical, the series, the podcast is in no way affiliated with High School Musical, the musical, the series, the Disney Plus show, or any High School Musical properties, including but not limited to High School Musical, High School Musical 2, High School Musical 3, senior year, High School Musical 4, The Cash Grab. Finally, High School Musical, the musical, the series, the podcast. Thanks, High School Musical, the musical, the series, the podcast, for the fans, for their continued and unwavering support. So what do you think, Chels? Are we going to be back next week?
Not only do I think so, I think you can.